right, you greedy lot. Oh, out of the way.
Morning, Tom.
Oh, great. Morning, Brian.
What a lovely day.
Yep.
Jazz's day off, I take it.
That's right.
Yeah, I thought I'd check on the fishing lake, and I saw you were out. They're looking well.
Yes, they're doing fine.
You'll be moving them on soon, I expect.
Probably.
The grass in Broadbank looks ready.
Yep. I'll have to check with Adam.
Of course. Right, well, I'll leave you to it.
Okay.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Jane. Where's the sugar gone? Oh, no, it's all right. I don't see it.
Hold it, Bert. Don't move.
Hey? Oh!
That was perfect.
Linda, do you have to creep up on people
the
like that?
The light coming through the window gave you a perfect halo. Oh, dear.
You've made me spill my coffee.
Do you want a tissue?
No. No, thank you. I'll use me handkerchief.
You should rinse that with cold water straight away.
And walk home in a wet shirt? I don't think so.
You'll find a solution of white vinegar and water works very well.
I'll leave that to my Frida, thank you. What are you taking photos in the church for, anyway?
Village life, for the flower and produce show.
Ooh.
What could be more representative of village life than our convivial conversations after worship?
If you ask me, flower and produce show should be for flower and produce.
Oh, come now, Bert. There's room for a kaleidoscope of crafts.
There's a time and a place, you know.
Well, Alan said it was fine as long as I didn't take photos during services. Anyway, let me get you another coffee. Two, please, Jean. It was a brisk service, wasn't it? For a retired priest,
Martin Harris.
Yes, he certainly got a turn of speed about
him. Yeah, he's very nifty with the chalice, I'll give him that.
Feeding of the 5,000 would have been a very quick job if he'd been in charge.
Mm.
Oh, thank you. Oh, there you are, Bert.
Oh,
try to be a little more careful with that one.
More careful?
Well, with Alan away, I did wonder if Marina Walcott would be here.
Well, I didn't see her.
She made her thoughts on Alan's marriage quite clear. It's a shame she feels she can't worship here, even when he's not officiating.
Oh, she'd gone back to All Saints, Barchester, I'd heard.
Just think, those two will be in Rome now, lucky things.
Ah, bet it's up there.
And full marks to them for doing it all by rail. Sleeper from Paris, how romantic. And environmentally sound, too.
Good morning.
Oh,
morning,
hello,
boss.
Phil. Phil, what was that lovely recessional you played?
Oh, it's by Hindemith.
Ah, I thought so.
Bert, do you know you've got a stain on your shirt?
Ah, yes, I did.
Yes, Bert had a little contretemps. The café, didn't you, Bert? Speaking of which, would you like one, Phil? A coffee, that is, not a contretemps.
No, thank you, I'm all right. 1 week to go, then, Bert.
What, to the show?
What else? How are things looking?
Well, not bad, though I say so myself.
Do you have your sights on any particular class? Not photography, obviously.
No. Well, I've got my eye on Master Gardener.
Oh,
is that the
one? That's a vase of flowers and 3 kinds of vegetables.
Ah, the schedule for that seemed very prescriptive.
Well, the highest calling ain't for everyone. Only a few can walk the elite path.
Yes.
Will you still be looking after Usha's garden now she's moving into the vicarage?
Well, for the time being, till she's let it. Then we'll have to see. In fact, I've been thinking I might offer a bit of gardening through the swap club.
Oh, I should think you'd have a lot of interest.
Well, I'm just not sure how many teas to charge.
Well, couldn't you just convert how much Usha pays you?
Well, that'd be 20 teas an hour. It seems a bit much, really.
If you were doing several hours a week, you'd find it hard to redeem that many teas.
Anyway, I'm glad we finished promptly. I want to get some ploughing practice in.
Haven't you had enough practice in your life?
This'll be competition ploughing, Linda.
Oh, I see.
First match of the season on Wednesday. Adam said there's some heavy land at Home Farm I could turn over.
Oh, well, I might pop round later. Where is it?
Boy Littleton Cover.
Is that the one with pylons in? Past my house and turn left towards Pennyhasset.
Yes. Were you interested?
Oh, no reason.
Well, maybe he'll ring soon. Yeah. Oh, Tom's back now. Better go. Best of luck with it. Okay, bye.
Who's that?
Roy. You know they asked Will to be Abby's godfather.
Yeah, God knows why.
Oh, come on, he'll be good at it. You know what a great daddy is.
Oh, yeah, Bran. So great he's moved, what, 60 miles away and cut himself off from his son?
He hasn't.
That's what I heard.
It's very difficult for him right now. Once he gets himself sorted, he'll get a pattern going. Weekends or days off.
Yeah, maybe. So why were you talking about it?
Oh, well, I haven't heard from him. Whether he wants to do it or not, they were wondering if they should ask someone else.
You see? That just proves exactly what I was saying.
What's up with you, Tom?
Nothing.
Don't give me that. You're like a pig with a sore foot.
Eh, well, it's Brian, isn't it?
Oh, now what?
He paid me a visit while I was doing the pigs. You know, the Lord and Master.
What did he say?
That the pigs were looking good.
Uh-huh.
And that there was some new grass ready for them.
Mmm, biting.
And then, as he left, he said, keep up the good work.
Ooh, that must have really hurt.
It was the way he said it. So patronising.
Are you sure it's not you?
No!
You're really touchy at the moment.
It was just like he was reminding me who's boss. He said no about buying him out, no about moving the herd to Bridge Farm, and he thinks that's an end to it.
Well, don't you think he's got a point?
What?
I do.
You got to hand it to Bert. He's certainly very thorough.
Well, you know what they're like at these ploughing matches, Brian. Every little detail counts.
Oh, yes, I'm sure, yeah. Does us both a favour, I suppose. Adam can come and work it down later. Doesn't appeal to you, Phil.
What?
Well, you don't fancy entering a ploughing match yourself?
Oh, no. I've spent enough of my life in a tractor cab. I've no urge to do it for fun.
No?
I'd rather learn new skills.
Well, like your stargazing. How's that going?
Oh, well, very well. In fact, I'm planning to enter some of my photographs in the show on Sunday.
Oh, I must look out for that.
I'm working on a wonderful composite of the beehive cluster.
Good, good.
And then, when the show's out of the way, I'm trying something completely new.
Glamour work?
Sorry?
No, never mind. Well, what would that be?
Dry stone walling.
Really? Well, what's all this on?
Well, it's down to Nigel, really.
Oh. What, is this his latest crazy?
Well, you know they had trouble with the ha-ha.
Yeah, we were there for a Chamber of Commerce too. It was all fenced off.
Well, the retaining wall had collapsed.
With nasty security tape all round it.
And it's a dry stone wall. So Nigel's arranged for a specialist to run a course.
Run a course?
Well, yes. We're all volunteers. And we'll rebuild it under his supervision.
Well, I don't know. Now, Nigel may act like a buffoon, but he's no fool, is he?
What?
Well, from where I'm standing, he's getting a wall built for nothing.
Well, isn't it just something of mutual benefit? Like Bert ploughing your field?
Yeah, well, you may have a point, I suppose. But Bert's work rate is hardly realistic, is it? Andy or Jeff would have done this little corner in 30 minutes. Looking good, Bert!
Oh, I don't know. I don't think my opening was up to much.
Well, that's what practice is for. Looks like you got your eye in now, anyway.
Well, all he needs to if I'm going to show Jimmy Prentice a clean pair of heels.
Jimmy Prentice?
He won last year.
Well, because the massy broke down and I missed the first match. Cost me the championship, that. Terrible blow, I can tell you.
Well, don't let it spoil your life, Bert. It's only a bit of fun, isn't it?
A bit of fun?
No, I think Brian means you shouldn't let this rivalry make you bitter. Have fun and enjoy taking part.
Oh, no, that's not what it's about
hello
at all.
Again.
Oh, hello.
Well, on
hello, Brian.
Linda.
Now, this is perfect. Three farmers in amiable discourse. Another characteristic scene of village life. So, let me just get my camera.
You don't want to take a photograph, do you?
Here we go again.
No, you won't even know I'm here. Just carry on talking, just as you were before. Go on.
Phil was saying he's taking up dry stone walling, Bert.
Eh? Oh, yes, I'm going to, what was I saying?
Stone walling, Bert, carry on.
Yeah, I'm doing it too, the course. Mm. The walling course. Well, so's Robert, isn't he, Lily?
No, don't look at me. Relax, all of you. Act natural.
So, let me get this right. You're on Brian's side.
No, if you listen to what I'm saying...
I am.
Well, just think about it from his point of view for a minute.
Like you are.
Tom, when you went bust...
I didn't go bust.
Well, nearly. And why didn't you? Well?
Look, I know he helped...
Because Brian bailed you out. Not your mum and dad, no one else. He had faith in you and he backed you when you had nowhere else to go and now you want to throw that in his face.
No, I don't.
Well, how else would you describe it?
He set up the business with you, invested in it, lent you money for gourmet grills.
He's getting a return, Bren.
But he's not just a bank, he's your business partner. And now the business is doing well, you want to walk away from it.
I don't.
You asked him to buy you out. You're at the core of the business. He's not going to do all the hustling you do, is he?
So the reason it's successful is because of my hard work.
But without his support, there wouldn't be a business to be successful. It's 6-1.
I'm not saying I'm not grateful.
Funny way of showing it.
But I'm not tied to Brian for life. You couldn't expect things to stay the same forever.
Well, maybe not, but it's only been 3 years. I bet he expected more than that. And so did you, actually. If this buying the freehold idea hadn't come up, you'd just have carried on as you were, wouldn't you?
But it has come up. Things have changed. I need to move on, and he's standing in the way.
Oh, Tom.
And he's not just my business partner, he's my uncle. I'd have thought he'd cut me a bit of slack.
Well, that's not very businesslike, is it?
Have you been thinking this all along? That I'm being selfish and ungrateful?
I didn't say that. Of course, I want you to be happy. I just think there are two sides, that's all.
And you're taking his side against me?
I'm not taking sides.
Oh, so you admit you're not on my side?
Oh, grow up, Tom.
Have you been talking to Matt about this?
What? No!
That's just the sort of attitude he'd take. He doesn't mind screwing over his family in the name of business.
Well, isn't that what you're trying to do?
What?
Brian's your family. That works both ways.
Oh, right. I see. I get it. Thanks for your support.
Where are you going?
Mum and Dad's. Oh. Just need to put some shoes on.
Tom, don't storm off.
I wasn't storming.
It's difficult to storm off in your socks anyway.
I could have if I'd wanted to.
Hey, I do support you. Really, I just think it's complicated, that's all.
You can say that again. I don't know how it's going to work out.
Oh, morning, Susan.
Ed, did you... stayed last night then, did you?
Yeah, I made myself a cup of tea. Is that all right?
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
I'll be off to milking in a minute. I'll get out your hair.
Oh, no, that's all right.
You're not usually up this early, are you?
Neil normally brings me a cuppa. But I woke up and I couldn't get back off.
Right, yeah. Well, look, I'd better get going.
Yeah, don't let me keep you.
I'll be coming back later. I'm going to look after George for a couple of hours while Emma's at Brookfield.
Yeah, she said yesterday that was the plan.
So, yeah, bye then.
Bye. Oh, I don't know. Clary might still clean up after you. I don't see why I should.
Flailing spuds today, is it?
Yeah. They've been ready for a few days, I reckon. Hey, mind the blades.
Yeah, all right, I'm not coming near them. I'm just off to do the delivery.
I've been thinking while I was doing the milking.
What about?
This business with Tom and Brian.
Oh, that.
It's even got Tom and Brenda rowing now.
Oh, I don't know that it was a row. He just said she had a different perspective.
Well, that isn't what he said to me.
Isn't it?
No, they're obviously under a lot of strain.
You only have to look at Tom to see that.
In fact, I've been turning it over since I had that run-in with the pompous idiot last week.
I take it you mean your brother-in-law?
Yeah, who else? I'm starting to think that if he's determined not to budge on the existing sausage line, then maybe we ought to consider Tom's other idea.
What other idea?
Running a separate pig job here.
Two herds?
Yes.
One organic and one conventional?
Yeah, well, would have to be.
I thought you were totally against it.
Well, it's starting to look like the only option.
But as you said, how's he going to manage it? He'll wear himself out.
Well, if I thought there was an alternative. But Brian has shut them all down. I reckon...
Look, I'm sorry, I can't talk about it now.
Huh? Oh, yeah, all right.
No, I've got to get on with the deliveries. I'll be back by lunchtime, though, and maybe we can talk then.
Ooh. Here we are. Oh, are you all
right with that.
Oh, yeah, Jennifer. I'm stronger than I look. Oh, just the one, is it?
Well, perhaps I'll have two.
You always need sugar in, don't you?
My lot like their cakes and puddings so much.
Sabrina Thwaite was just in. She had three bags.
Three?
Must have been the last ones from the shelf. Do you need a carrier?
No, I've got my bag for life.
Oh, good for you. It's amazing how many customers bring their own bags since we started charging.
It's often the way, isn't it? You've got to hit people in their pockets before they'll actually change their ways.
Although I don't always like to charge. Elsie Getgood came in the other day, you know, from Manorfield Close.
Oh, is she the one with that bright orange beehive?
And the lipstick, yeah. Well, she'd forgotten to bring a bag, so I just let her off.
Oh, that's very flexible of you.
She was so pleased about the post office, I didn't like to spoil things.
She and a lot of others, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, all the oldies have been delighted. And she'd done me a favour anyway.
Oh, yes?
Yeah. Her son's going to give a talk to the swap club.
But not on how to colour your mother's hair, I take it.
No, saving rainwater.
Oh, water butts and that sort of thing.
Yeah, sort of. He works for a company that does this rainwater harvesting. Mm-hmm. You know where you store all the water in a big tank and use it to flush the loos and that?
Oh, well, that should be interesting.
He's going to come the week after next. I'll send you the details for the website.
Yes, do.
Right, that's 872, please.
Okay. Actually, I think I've got the exact money. Unless you'd like to give me an IOU.
Oh, don't.
Well, there's five.
Papler, just stick to the way the swap club was set up.
Eight.
It's getting far too complicated.
70. Well, I suppose if people haven't got something to swap at the moment. And two.
Thanks. Well, they can just keep me out of it. How are things going at the Millennium Wood, by the way?
Oh, the dig's finished now.
Oh, has it?
Mm-hmm, last week. And I've had some very interesting news from Cormac. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the conservation chap from the university. They've identified the body.
Really?
Well, not by name, of course, but it's the body of a young man.
Oh.
And, you know, there was a hole in the back of his skull.
Oh, yeah. Turns my stomach just to think about it.
No.
So was he a soldier then?
Oh, almost certainly. And the metal piece that Nigel Parget had found has been confirmed as a Morian.
A what?
A helmet. You know, with that sort of sticking up bit over the top of the head, like conquistadors wore?
Yeah, I think so.
And we're going to have a little exhibition in the village hall, just in the corner. There weren't that many artefacts, but...
Not the skull, I hope.
No. Not sure what's going to happen to that.
Well, we don't want it back, do we?
And I'm going to prepare the labels. I've got some very good pictures of the dig as well.
Oh.
Morning. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Morning, Pat.
Yoghurt, Susan. Shall I put them straight in the chiller?
Oh, yes, please.
Righto.
You were saying, Jennifer?
Oh, yes. I'll be preparing some little cards just to explain what everything is, that's all. So, anyway, I must get on. Bye. Bye, Pat.
See you.
Oh. I was going to ask her about Bestival.
Sorry?
This rock festival that Christopher's going to.
Oh, this is on the Isle of Wight. I think Tom's mentioned it.
Yeah, Alice is going as well. Be nice if they met up, I thought.
We're not going together?
Oh, no. She's going with some friends. But they talked about it a lot last week. You know, she came to Christopher's graduation ceremony.
Oh, yes, you said.
Oh, she's a lovely girl. They got on really well.
Yeah, you said that too.
Oh, and I meant to ask Jennifer what she thought about Bert Fry's gardening.
Are you looking for a gardener?
Oh, no, we couldn't afford it. Neil likes gardening anyway. No, Bert wants to offer it as a service, you know, through the swap club.
Oh.
But he's not sure how much to charge, you know, in teas.
Well, couldn't he just convert what he charges Usha?
I thought that seemed a bit too much. It's not like it'd be a business.
Oh, well, 12 teas an hour, 10?
10, maybe. I'll see what Bert thinks about that.
Fine.
In you come, Georgie.
Can I have some sweets?
No, not now. It's nearly dinner time. How are you, Susan? Right, Pat?
Yeah, morning.
Emma said I could come get some bread for George's dinner.
Oh, I was going to bring some home tonight.
You've run out of the soft stuff, she said.
Oh, right. Well, it's the one over there, you know?
I know which one it is. It's this one, isn't it?
Yeah. Just that, is it?
Please.
Get me purse.
No, that's all right. I'll get this.
No, it's for George. That comes from our housekeeping.
No, I don't mind.
No, really. I'll pay.
All right, then. Whatever.
I like to keep things straight.
Okay.
I've been on a swing.
Have you, Georgie? That's nice.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it, George? Yeah, we had a great time, didn't we?
Ed pushed me really hard.
Not too high, I hope.
No, it was fine.
Ed?
Oh, hiya.
Helen was saying you're planning an open day at Grange Farm.
Yeah, that's right. 5th of October.
I was wondering, because Mike already carries our yoghurt on the round, would you like me to come up for an hour or two?
Yeah, more the merrier.
Maybe I could give a couple of talks about yoghurt making.
Yeah, sounds great.
And I could set up a few display boards about the transition initiative. It's all linked, isn't it? Local foods and so on.
Of course it is. Yeah, fine, Pat.
Good. Might get a few more converts, eh, Susan?
Oh, yeah.
I'll try and remember to put it in the diary. The 5th?
Yeah, Sunday. Yeah, thanks, Pat.
No problem. Best of luck with it.
Right then, George. Better get you back to your mum.
Can I stay with you?
No, sorry. I've got to get back to work. Got a lot of phone calls to make.
Home Farm, hello. Jennifer Aldridge.
Oh, hiya, Jennifer. It's Ed Grundy.
Oh, hello, Ed. What can I do for you?
Well, it's a couple of things, really. We're ringing all the Milk Round customers to tell them about the new products we're offering.
Yes, I saw the leaflet.
Yeah, well, we've got Bridge Farm organic carrots and potatoes, and we can now take orders for Hereford beef from Bookfield.
We already get a veg box, of course.
Yeah, of course.
But, well, the extra things, you know, it's all in the family, really. I'm afraid when we need a bag of potatoes, we just go direct, and the same with the beef.
Yeah, I thought you'd say that.
I'm sorry.
No, that's not a problem. Just as well all of our customers are archers, though.
Was there something else, did you say?
Oh, yeah, we're publicising our open day at Grange Farm, the 5th of October.
Oh.
No, I'm not expecting you to come.
I've already had my own private tour.
Could you put something on the village website for us?
Yes, of course. I mean, that's just the sort of thing it's there for.
Well, people will be able to see the cows and the bale and all the bottling and stuff. And we'll be selling our products you can get on the round, like milk and cream, all the veg and the new stuff.
Look,
as well.
As it happens, I'm actually working on the site at the moment. Do you want to give me the details now?
Everything all right, Tony?
I've been so wound up about this Brian business, I forgot to put diesel in the tractor.
Oh, dear.
Bloody bloke.
Were you really serious, what you said earlier?
Yes, deadly serious. What's to stop us buying in some wieners and starting tomorrow?
Well, nothing. It's keeping it going that worries me.
Oh, we'd manage, Pat.
I know you're furious with Brian, but that doesn't change the amount of time Tom can spare.
Well, it's not just Tom.
Could he run 2 herds on 2 separate sites?
Well, Home Farm's hardly far away.
And Gourmet Grills, and putting in more work here, even taking over some of the management responsibility.
He's young.
There are still only 24 hours in a day.
Well, I'd give him a hand with the pigs while we were setting it up. And he doesn't have to spend as much time on the Home Farm side as he does now.
How do you mean?
Well, when our end starts to grow, maybe you could get someone in to run the Home Farm end.
Well, he's already got Jazza.
No, not a pigman. Someone more on the business side, like Tom does now.
Brian wouldn't like that.
I dare say he wouldn't.
Part of the reason he doesn't want to buy Tom out is because he values Tom's skills and energy.
Well then, once Brian sees that he might lose that anyway, or some of it at least, maybe he'll start to be a bit more reasonable.
Do you want a hand, Neil?
No, I can manage.
I could hold them while you tag.
No, thanks. No, I do it by myself normally. No need for you to get involved.
Come here, you!
Always a fiddly job, isn't it? Jazza took ages to learn the knack.
What do you want, Tom? I've got a lot on, as you can see.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know my herd's been back at home farm for a while now.
Not likely to forget that, am I?
No. Well, I'm going to set up a herd at Bridge Farm.
Oh, moving them back, are you? Isn't it working out with Brian?
Don't know. This is going to be a parallel setup, an organic one. Dad and I agreed it yesterday.
Ah. You're not offering me my job back?
No.
Because that wouldn't work.
No.
I'm not jumping back into that particular frying pan.
No, I'll be looking after them, with a bit of help from Jazza.
Ah, right.
And Dad, maybe. But, well, I still feel bad about what happened, you know, between us. So I thought the least I could do was buy the wieners off you.
Ah.
A bit of local solidarity.
Hmm.
So I'll be looking for 20, say, in a few weeks' time.
This is definite.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Because I don't want to raise them for you if you're going to turn around and say you don't want them.
You have my word.
If you don't mind, I'd be happier with a written order.
Cheerio there, musician. Thanks again. Oh, where have you been with Sabrina, then?
Well, she gave me a lift into Portchester. Dropped her girls at the school bus and then took me to the doctor's.
Oh, that was nice of her.
Swap club, isn't it? So, feeding her lawn, are you, Bertrand?
Ah, that's right. After a good scary for you, of course.
Oh, I thought you wouldn't have time for other people's gardens. Not this close to the flowering produce show.
Everything's under control, Joe. Don't you worry.
Oh, don't you worry. I ain't worried. But I thought you would be, though. Lot of things to get right at the same time for this master gardener class.
Just takes planning, that's all.
Ah, so you are going in for the master gardener then?
Well, I never said that. I was just being hypothetical.
Hypocritical, would like.
What was that?
Oh, nothing, nothing.
Anyway, I'm done here. Better go and see what Sabrina's got for me.
Oh, no need. I done you a big favour.
Pardon?
Last thing she swapped with me was a cake. I think she's been practising for the show.
Oh, I like a bit of cake.
Well, you wouldn't have liked this one. It looked all right, but, oh, when you bit into it...
Weren't it no good?
You'd have a nicer mouthful out of your compost heap.
Ooh.
So I told Sabrina, sweet, I'd give you the I-O-U, I-O-her.
I-O-her?
I-O-her. For the lift. And here it is.
Well, what do I want from you?
Well, it don't matter, do it? You can always pass it on to somebody else.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And it's a lot better than Sabrina Sweet's death by chocolate, made with real death.
Hmm. All right, then. Thanks, Joe.
Said it was a favour, didn't I?
You did.
Sort of favour that's worth a pint, I reckon.
This is on top of all you're doing now?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. You know I've been trying to find a way forward for the last couple of weeks, and as you don't want to buy me out...
You thought you'd find some way to spite me.
I'm not doing it to spite you.
Well, I'm not happy about it, Tom.
You didn't seem bothered last week.
Well, I didn't think you were serious.
Well, I am.
Well, you're making it difficult, you mean. You already put a lot of time and energy into gourmet grills. And some partners prefer that energy directed to their joint business, not some solo project.
Oh, come on, Brian. The brand gets huge benefits from gourmet grills. Publicity all over the place. And the direct sales. Gourmet Grills is one of our biggest customers through the summer.
Maybe, but that isn't going to be the case with this new venture, is it? I can't see any benefits for me. Quite the opposite, in fact.
I'm not saying there are benefits for you. But you don't own me 24/7. You can't stop me working on my own family's farm.
And what about disease?
What?
You're limited on antibiotic use with organic bees, aren't you? What about cross-infection?
It won't be an issue. I'll make sure the biosecurity is really tight.
It had better be.
And I'm mainly going to be working the Bridge Farm pigs anyway, with Jazza doing the home farm ones.
Oh, you can't leave him to it. You know what Jazza's like. We only employ him from the neck down.
I'm not doing this to screw things up. I still want the Tom Archer non-organic brand to succeed.
Well, that's a very interesting point. As far as I'm concerned, Tom Archer sausages are non-organic. If I'd wanted to share in an organic product, we'd have set it up that way from the start.
What do you mean?
If you're determined to establish this other range that has nothing to do with me, I can't let you use the Tom Archer brand. Oh, you can't have been expecting that I would, surely.
No. No, of course not.
I mean, I've been concerned about clarity, for a start. The difficulty of differentiating the two products, not to mention the danger of getting into a lot of extra expense, which might simply cannibalise our existing market share.
Right.
I think very carefully about it, Tom. Remember what happened the last time you overextended yourself?
Yes, all right. I'm not likely to forget.
Well, I'm certainly not going to bail you out a second time.
So he's starting up yet another business, and he wants me to supply him with wieners. Sticks in my gullet, I can tell you.
Anything else?
What's the pie today?
Chicken and mushroom.
Oh, yeah, I'll have that. Jacket, new potatoes. Chips?
Right. That'll be 8.55, please.
All right.
Always seems to land on his feet, that boy.
Neil?
What?
If you feel that strongly about it, why don't you tell him to get his wieners somewhere else?
Well, how can I sit when I'm barely keeping my head above water?
I was going to say, haven't seen you any air over lunchtime recently. 1.45 change. Business bad, is it?
Yeah, shocking. Thank God the post office was saved from the chop, because I'm not making much right now, I can tell you.
Transport costs, isn't it?
Yeah, feed, mainly. And farmers have got out of pigs all over the place, so there's not so many buying wieners.
They do, said Perks. Couple of pints, Bert Fry's buying.
Coming up.
How are you, Neil?
Oh, I've been better.
Did I overhear the wistful lament of the pig farmer?
You did.
And then, ironical, that of all the things you could have diversified into, you picked ends.
Yes, don't rub it in, Joe.
They're doing about as bad as pigs right now, aren't they?
Yeah, not far off.
Well, the Brian Aldridges of the world are deciding whether it's Mont Blanc or Barbados for Christmas this year.
Are you on commission, Joe?
What?
For the Samaritans.
Still, you got a nice day out on Friday, ain't you?
Yeah, I've been looking forward to that.
Well, what's this then?
The Ringing Roadshow.
Yeah, it's like a big festival of bell ringing at Stoneleigh. Shula and me are going.
Oh, very nice.
Some of the national judges will be there giving pointers. And there are some mini rings you can have a go on.
Two shots.
Then you'll take this, won't you, Sid?
What's that? Yep, no way.
Oh, I could round it up with some cash if you like.
And I owe you from Joe Grundy? You must be kidding.
Are you saying my credit ain't good?
No offence, Joe, but as far as credit goes, you're going to have to climb several floors to get to subprime. And this isn't even in pounds. 10 teas?
Well, they ain't real teas.
I know that, but this is a business. I can't pay the brewery invoice with runner beans and offers of ironing. Take it back. Give me £5.20 real money, please.
Oh, look here it is.
And I'll tell you another thing. Even if I wanted to, which I don't, if I started bartering for beer, the VAT people would be down on me like a shot. Isn't that right, Neil?
Yep.
If you ask me, this swap club's getting out of hand.
He wasn't very happy.
Doesn't like being outmanoeuvred, that's why.
He threw up a lot of objections.
Yeah, but he can't stop you, can he?
No, that's what I told him.
Ah, great. Let's get some lunch. I'm drilling barley today.
Dad.
What?
There is something he can stop. The Tom Archer brand name.
What about it?
He won't let us use it on the organic range.
He what? He can't do that.
Well, he can. He owns part of it.
But it's your own name, dammit.
He doesn't want anything to do with an organic business.
He doesn't have to. He just needs to be a bit flexible. That man, he can't bear not getting his own way. So he's going to play silly beggars.
Just remember, when I set up the Tom Archer brand, you really didn't like it.
No, well, we've moved on from that. That's when I thought you were turning your back on the farm.
And it is doing well.
Yeah, I know. I'm proud of you.
So, if that business is going to carry on, then I still want my name on the pacts. We'll just have to establish a new brand for the organic range.
Well, you know what it should be, don't you?
Bridge Farm.
Exactly.
You are absolutely sure about this?
Yes, of course. What sort of question's that?
It's just, this is the idea I suggested a few weeks back. a parallel organic range, and you and Mum, well, you hated it.
No, we just thought that you weren't committing enough to the family. But we can see you are now.
Yeah, I am.
We're going to show Brian, don't you worry. We're going to make the best organic sausages from here to... No, the best in the country. You and me, son.
Oh, that weren't quite what I hoped for, I must say.
Ah, well, never mind.
Oh, it's easy for you to say. You didn't have to put your hand in your pocket.
Don't fuss, Bert Fry. I'll get the next one.
Oh, right.
Next time we're in, that is.
Oh, I see.
I must admit, since Bartleby went lame, I've had to give out quite a few of them IOUs.
Have you?
Yeah, when he's fit again, reckon I'm going to have a full-time job.
Well, ferrying people round, you mean?
Oh, folks will be wanting to cash them in, won't they?
Ah, well, it might not be so bad.
What have you written at them?
Well, did you give one to Mike last week?
I might have done. I've dished out so many I can't remember.
Well, he said Eddie'd give him a bag of compost for it.
Did he?
Yeah. And a gnome to Derek Fletcher. I heard he'd done it with quite a few people.
Oh. Well, isn't that nice? Doesn't want his old dad to be in debt, eh?
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, well, he's a good boy, you know. Are you all set for tomorrow?
Oh, the ploughing match, I certainly am. I'm raring to go.
Where is it?
Netherbourne.
Yeah, well, I might try to get across there if somebody to give me a lift.
Oh, you could buy me a pint in the beer tent, aren't
you? Yeah, of course, there might be nobody available.
To toast my victory.
Oh, that's guaranteed, isn't it?
Well, that Netherbourne Cup's got my name on it, Joe.
Oh, you're very confident.
Well, Jimmy Prentice might have got lucky last year, but mark my words, 2008 is the year of Bert Nathaniel Fry.
Right, well, yeah, thanks for letting me know.
Oh, I need coffee. Oh, sorry, darling.
Yeah, I'll look out for it. Yeah, bye.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I didn't realise you were on the phone.
No, it's all right, Puss. Don't worry about it.
You okay? Was it bad news?
No, it was Christian, the genealogist.
Oh, well, what do you say?
He's found my mother.
Matt. Oh, my goodness. Well, look, when you say found, is she alive?
Yeah, she is. She's living in a nursing home in Walthamstow. Christian's emailing all the details. She just rang to tell me to expect them, you know, rather than just find it in my inbox.
Well, did he say anything else?
Well,
you poor darling. I know it must be quite a shock.
No, it's all right. She's in reasonable health for her age.
Which is?
77, I think he said.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's called Morgan now. Louise Morgan.
Oh, not Cave.
No, she got married.
Really?
But the husband's dead. It's just her.
It's her and you now.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose so. Makes it easier, probably. If there's no...
stepfather.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'd better get up to the office and check on that email.
Will you be all right, darling? Shall I come up?
No, you get some coffee, don't you? Have a fag.
If you're sure.
Yeah, I'm in the office till lunchtime.
When's the Borchester Land meeting?
4:00. So now I know where she is. I might as well drop her a line straight away.
I missed Bert.
Oh, afraid so.
Oh, I wanted to wish him luck.
Well, it's the Massey. You could probably catch him up if you run. Or walk quickly.
I'll send him a text. Which match is it?
Netherbourne. The one he missed out on last year and let Jimmy Prentice win.
Oh, God, yeah.
I had to write a cheque for £400 to Dennis Wiggin so the tractor was ready for the next match. And Dennis still kept us waiting.
Yeah, the guy in Borchester's much better.
Yeah.
Bert was so fed up, wasn't he? I remember.
Well, he's not this morning. Full of the fighting spirit, he is.
So's Pip.
Oh, yeah? In what way?
I just mentioned this ploughing match to her as I was taking them to the school bus. I started a write-off.
What? Not another eco-rant?
This should be banned.
ploughing matches?
Because they're bad for the environment.
How does she work that one out?
All those inefficient tractors.
Well, they're not all vintage ones. Most of them aren't, in fact.
But they're all driven or trailered miles to the site.
Netherbourne's only 12 miles.
Then they take hours and hours over what should be a quick job.
Well, I can't deny that.
So that uses even more diesel.
They can hardly be a major contributor to global warming, though, ploughing matches.
Well, it's not just the matches. Ploughing's out of date now, according to Pip. Everyone should move over to Mintill.
Well, that'd be exciting, wouldn't it? A direct drilling match.
Oh, that's what I told her. But she reckoned Mintill used less fuel and caused less erosion, so she was still right.
Oh, it's so simple when you're a teenager, isn't it? Everything in black and white.
I'll bet we were the same.
Well, she'll be planning my low-carbon funeral if she switches the light off when I'm shaving again.
Be fair, she didn't know. She thought someone had left it on.
I mean, it's like being in the war. Is your journey really necessary?
You know, she wants to come shopping with me.
Huh?
She thinks I'm not buying the right sort of things.
Oh, Lord. So she'll be scrutinising the labels before she lets you put anything in the trolley?
I haven't got time for that.
Oh, too right.
So I thought I'd go while she's at school.
Well, that's a good idea. Well, you know, full marks to her for caring.
Oh, sure.
But it's quite hard work, isn't it, living with an eco-warrior?
Thought I'd bring you up a coffee.
Oh, thanks, Pris.
Feeling a bit more human now.
Good.
Oh, Mum rang. She decided to go in for the flower and produce after all, just in a small way,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
She's found a lovely bud rose in the garden, so she's going to do the gentleman's buttonhole.
Oh, great, yeah.
So, can I see?
What?
The letter. You printed it out?
No.
Oh, well. Shall I read it on screen, then?
You'd have a job.
Sorry?
I haven't finished it.
Oh.
Actually, to be honest, I haven't started it.
Well, there's plenty of
No, inspiring. That's not true, neither. I've started it about six times, tried to type it, tried writing it by hand. I just don't know what to say.
Oh, Tiger.
I mean, how'd you just burst in on someone's life after 60 years?
Well, we knew it'd be hard.
Yeah, it's rich, don't you think? If it was a letter closing the nursing home down and chucking some woman out on the street, I'd have no problem.
Yeah, but it's different, isn't it? It's so personal.
Oh, you're telling me.
Look, didn't I say it would be better to use that charity? Oh, what is it?
Oh, NORCAP.
NORCAP. That's what they're there for, contacting the relatives, because it isn't an easy thing to do.
No.
So why don't you treat this like any other job? If you can't do it yourself, you get an expert who can.
Yeah, you're right, I suppose.
Have you got all the paperwork from this genealogist?
No, he's sending hard copies.
Well, so you can bundle it all up and send it off to NORCAP, and they'll appoint a go-between person
yeah,
who does this sort of thing all the time.
Yep, yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. There's no point in me wasting any more time staring at a blank sheet of paper.
That's my Tiger. Now go on, drink that coffee while it's hot.
You what else? Nah. Dahlias. Where are your dahlias, Bert Fry?
Joe?
Oh, my goodie. What are you doing there, David Archer?
I've been moving an electric... Actually, more to the point, what are you doing there?
Just visiting, you know, being neighbourly.
Uh-huh. Bert's not in.
Ah, no. So what did you say?
He's at the ploughing match at Netherbourne.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I wish I'd known that. It would save me a trip, that one.
And Frieda's at the Bull, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. What's that in your hand?
No, nothing.
Looks like the schedule for the flower and produce show.
Oh, that, yeah. Well, I just wanted to make sure Bert had one.
Oh, right. Well, I'm going to pop over to Netherbourne later. I could take it to
him. No, that's all right. I expect I'll see him soon enough. Yeah. Any road. What's all this I hear about your anabolic digester?
Anaerobic.
Yeah, that and all.
What about it?
You decided to go all out for profit and quadruple the size.
What? Who told you that? Joe, that is nothing like what we've got in mind.
Ah, well, it's what I heard.
Well, not from us. This is why we're having a public meeting, so we can explain the real plans without all these silly rumours.
Well, it's a bit late for that.
We are having to make some changes because the economic environment's changed.
Ah.
But it really will make very little difference to local life.
Well, you would say that, though, wouldn't you?
Look, Joe, I tell you what. I'll do you a deal. Huh? You pass on what I've just said and tell people to come to the meeting.
I ain't your recruiting sergeant.
And I won't tell Bert I caught you spying on his flower and produce entries.
Teas? What's wrong with those people? Should we be buying tea futures, do you think?
Suppose the tea's devalued.
There might be a run on the tea.
Yeah. Very good, Annabelle. Anyway, let's move on. Item 5. Application received from Pat and Tony Archer to buy the freehold of their currently tenanted property, Bridge Farm, Ambridge. As with anything to do with Bridge Farm, Brian has had to sit this one out because of his family connection. So, what do we reckon?
I don't think we should sell.
Why is that then, Chalky?
We're in a rising market. Land prices are going up.
Well,
and
don't
I
forget the value's heavily discounted because of the tenancy.
Yeah, well, OK, but why don't we wait? Sell at the top of the market.
If we only knew when that was going
to
be.
And that they'd still want to buy in the future.
Well, I don't think we've leveraged all the planning opportunities on the site yet. If we could get a change of use, we could convert that and maybe still sell the rest on later. Double bubble. No, I say throw it out.
Go along there, go on.
Hey up!
Oh, hi. How do you get on?
First place.
Oh, great.
Bert is now the proud owner of a £50 cheque and the Netherbourne Cup. He's pleased as punch.
Good.
And dead chuffed that one of us could get along to see his famous victory.
Did you tell him?
Yeah, of course. He knew you had milking to do.
Oh, well, that's good.
Are you sure?
What?
Well, you don't seem very enthusiastic.
Oh, sorry.
Something up?
Well, it's probably nothing. I needed a bit more washing to make a full load. So I went into Pip's room to see if she had anything.
What, filed on the floor?
And there was a leaflet on her desk.
What sort of leaflet?
It was about the sort of direct action camp.
Oh.
Protesting against some proposed new power station.
And you thought...
Well, I just hope Pip isn't thinking about joining it.
The camp? Has she said anything?
No, but you know what she's like at the moment.
Well, let's ask her about it, get it out into the open.
Okay.
I had a bit of a facer while you were shopping.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Joe Grundy bringing rumours that we're going to quadruple the size of the digester.
Where did he get that from?
God knows. Tried to put him straight. But what worries me is if that sort of nonsense gets around, people will have made up their minds before we even get to the meeting.
And then you'll spend the whole time trying to counter the rumours.
Precisely.
Well, we need to try to dampen things down.
Sure. Great plan. How are we going to do that, then?
OK, thanks, Andrew. Annabelle, you don't agree?
No, I don't. As I've already said, this property is worth a lot less to us than it would be if it were untenanted. And in any case, the value's only notional. Under the 85 Act, the tenancy will pass automatically to the next two generations.
If they're interested.
Well, we know that at least one of the children still work closely with the existing tenants.
Helen, you mean?
Yeah, so could be 50 years before we could take the land back and profit from its true value, maybe even longer. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm not planning to be very involved in Borchester land in 2058.
I am. I'm going to live forever.
So, as it's dead money tied up in this old-fashioned tenancy, I think we may as well cut our losses and let it go while the tenants are still interested.
And what about the change of use?
Oh, for Pete's sake, Chalky.
I really think that would be unlikely.
We knew the packhouse thing was a bit of a punt. What else do you think we're going to convert their milking parlour?
I just thought it was worth considering.
Nah, that bird's flown.
So, in the light of what I've just said, I'd be recommending a sale. The cash flow could do with it after all.
Right. Any more?
No.
No, let's vote on it then. All those in favour? Those against? Right.
OK, Eddie, well, that's the one he gave to Hayley for the disposable nappies.
Oh, yeah, that was a Bartleby's hoof.
And, that's the one I got off Robert.
What? Why did Robert Snell have one of Dad's IOUs?
He printed out a lot of information about Canada.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you can't move at home for stuff about Canada.
Mind you, you can't move much normally all the junk he keeps.
Well, he gave it to us because me and Feeds went over and fed the llamas for them last weekend.
Oh. Well, I dropped the slabs off round the back of your place.
Oh, great, thanks. Dad'll be pleased.
I'm off now, Roy.
Oh, OK. And you're not back until...
Tuesday.
Well, have a great time.
Thanks. Off for the weekend, are you?
Well, I've got to fit in a team chase practice first, but yes, I'm off to festival.
What, festival?
No, with a B. It is a music festival, though, on the Isle of Wight.
Oh, I didn't think you was that way inclined, Alice. Mud, booze, dodgy burgers.
No, it's not like that at all. My friends Daisy and Jules went last year, and they just said it was amazing.
Daisy? Is that the one you went to school with?
Yeah, she's a St. Mag survivor too. They had a spare ticket for this year, so I said I'd come with them.
Who's playing then?
Well, I'm not sure if you'll know any of them. Hadouken? Hot Chip?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, I've heard Hot Chip are great live.
Yeah, and dozens of others. Jolene and the Jing Jang Jong, Late of the Pier, oh, and Foles.
Oh, making me jealous now.
There's a big fancy dress parade. Almost everyone dresses up, Daisy says.
So what are you going as?
A mermaid.
What? With a tail and everything?
Well, it's an underwater theme, so brilliant. Got it from the high shop in Borchester.
Have you done any festivals before?
No, it's my first.
Well, baby wipes. It's great if you can't get a shower.
Already got some. And I saw one of those shower things that you hang up in a tree, so I thought that would be useful.
And the food's quite expensive, so take a lot of cash.
Yeah, well. But I've got a camping stove as well, and a folding barbecue.
God, blimey.
You'll have to carry it all in from the car park, you know.
Ah, I've thought of that. I've bought a trolley.
Hello, Joe.
Oh, afternoon, Pat Archer.
Lovely day.
Oh, it is that. So what do I owe the pleasure to, then?
Oh, I've been to Denton Grange talking to a new customer.
Oh, well,
I hope they're going to become a new customer. And I saw you with Bartleby, so I thought I'd ask you how he was.
Oh, that's very thoughtful of you. Well, the old boy's getting there slowly. Still a bit lame, though. Reckon it'll be a few days yet before he's between the shafts. How are you, then, any road?
Very well indeed, actually. We had some great news this morning from Graham Ryder.
Oh, good news from Graham Ryder? Yeah. That'll be a first.
Borchester Lands agreed to sell us our freehold. In principle, anyway.
Oh, that is good news. You must be dead chuffed.
Tony was practically dancing round the yard.
Oh, that'll be a sight to see.
Yeah, well, obviously we've got to agree a price. We've got to finance it, for goodness sake. But they could just have said no, and that would have been an end to it.
So you won't be tenant farmers no more? There's nothing like owning your own land. Even this little patch here, it's made a big difference to us.
Well, you've made it work hard. Got a lot of value off it.
It's better to have the security of a freehold under you.
That's what we feel.
And I bet you'll be glad to give two fingers to Borchester Land, eh?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily have put it like that.
I bet your hubby would.
Well, he did say something similar, to be honest. We'll certainly be happy to say goodbye to them.
I bet you will. Having them as landlords, we knows from experience that ain't much fun.
Are you going to do it again? Are you?
Hiya!
Who's that? Is it Daddy?
Oh, how's my little girl then?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. Abby's very well too.
Oh, you doing your press-ups, are you?
Oh, we like it when Daddy's on an early, don't we? Because he can give you a bath and put you to bed later.
Oh, you big monster, eh? How's she been?
Great. She might have a little trick to show you later.
Oh, yeah? What's that, then?
Oh, we won't tell you, will we, precious? We'll let Daddy find out for himself.
Guess who rang me at work?
Gordon Ramsay, offering you a job.
Not quite. Will.
Oh, at last. What did he say?
Well, he's happy to be Abby's godfather.
Great!
Yeah, hang on. There's a but.
Oh.
Well, an only, really. Only if Ed and Emma won't be there.
At the service?
Yeah, or the party. Says he just couldn't cope with seeing either of them.
Oh.
Well, it'd be just too much, he reckons. You know how badly it's affected him.
Sure, of course.
I said I'd have to talk to you about it. So.
You know how close Emma and me are.
Totally.
I mean, she might even have been Abby's godmother.
Well, I know you thought of her.
Now I'll have to tell her she can't even come as a guest.
Look, can you take her? I'll just get me suit off, and then we'll have a think about it, yeah?
Mm.
Well, Alice was having a few problems with the clock fence, so Shula's taking a look while she tries it again.
Yeah, she said she had some sort of practice today.
I don't know if you've heard, but we're having a course built at Lower Loxley for team chasing.
Oh.
And we want to enter a few events before our own. We don't want to be shown up on our home territory, do we?
So, will Shula be long, do you think?
I shouldn't have thought so. Do you need to see her?
I heard she had one of my dad's IOUs for this swap club thing, you know?
Oh, yes?
Thought I'd see if I could trade it for something.
No. Spearmint's still running out.
Well, he was meant to jump that last one as well.
It's very tricky. Well, you see, the landing's the problem. Looks like she gets two right, not the third. So Spearmint...
decided he'd go round it and not over it.
Yeah. But at least we've been able to practice running as a team. I'm working on some of these technical things.
Yeah.
Finding a time when we can all get together is the biggest problem. Alice is off to some rock festival this evening.
That'll be the best of all, I expect.
Oh, you know it, do you?
Oh, yeah. It's on the Isle of Man.
Really?
There's some big names playing. Haddock and Chips. Jolene and the Jingly Jangly Jong.
I say.
The Voles.
You do know your stuff, Eddie.
Yeah, well, being a musician myself, I like to keep in touch.
Oh, look. She's trying again. Yes. Yeah, go on, Alice. Yes!
Oh, she done it!
That's more like it. Well done, Alice!
That was better, wasn't it?
Much!
Well done, boy.
Are you going to have another go?
No time. I need to get home to finish my packing.
Yeah, I bet that tail of yours won't be easy to squeeze in.
Eddie!
No, it's all right, Nigel. Eddie means my costume.
There we are.
Daddy's got his jeans on, look.
Yeah, that's better, isn't it? That's more sitting on the floor clothes.
Yeah, getting dribbled on clothes. Changing dirty nappy clothes.
Oh, she hadn't, has she?
No. Just give her time, though.
So, what do you think about Will?
I'm a bit torn, to be honest. Obviously, I'd like him to be godfather, but I don't want to fall out with Emma.
Would you, though?
I don't know. She might think I'm taking Will's side.
Well, it's not really sides, is it? It's not like Emma hates Will.
No.
She was upset as anyone when he went away.
That's true.
And she wants him to get back to normal as soon as he can.
Yeah, sooner he does, better it'll be for George.
Well, exactly.
Hey, what is it, sweetheart? Do you want to go back on your mat?
No, look. Up you come. Right. There. Oh. And there's the bunny, look. And it would do him good, knowing that someone wanted him for something.
Oh, he knows that. We asked him.
Yeah, but now he's said he will, I don't want to knock him back. His confidence is still pretty low.
And it would mean he'd have to come back to Ambridge.
Yeah, so he'd see a lot of other people. That's got to be a good thing.
Would he be uncomfortable being in the spotlight, though?
He wouldn't be much. There's two other godparents, and anyway, everyone will be looking at this little one. Oh, and her beautiful mother, of course.
Flatterer. All right, then. Tell him yes.
You sure?
Yeah, go on. Just have to think of a way of breaking it to Emma.
She'll understand.
Yeah.
Oh! Did you see that? You... clever thing, you! You turned over all by yourself!
I said she had a new trick.
Oh, don't you look surprised about it?
Wakey, wakey!
What?
Look what I've got.
Is it my IOU?
You've been a busy bee, ain't you? I've been all round the village. Is there anyone you ain't given one of these to?
And you've been redeeming them. Oh, that's a really nice gesture, Eddie.
Well, it's payback time.
What?
Face it, Dad, I own you now.
What do you mean?
That's a lot of chitties there.
Yeah, but Bartleby's still lame.
There ain't nothing about Bartleby on these. They just says tease. Two tees. Ten tees. Five tees.
Well, I reckon there must be, what, 50 or 60 teas all told?
Yeah, no, look here, Eddie.
And I don't need no pony trap rides. Well, I reckon there's plenty you can do for me. In fact, talking about tea, you can make me one now.
You'd like a cup of tea, would you?
Right. That'll be one tea crossed off, won't it?
Yes. Oh, all right, then. Don't look like I've got much choice, do it? I'll put the kettle on.
Magic.
Would you like a piece of cake with that, son?
Oh, I don't mind if I do.
Right, you are, then.
And because I'm feeling generous, I'll call that another tea.
Oh, nice big bit, eh?
Thank you. Right, where's that one for two teas? Then afterwards, I've got a great job for you.
Oh, what's that then?
Ferrets need cleaning out. That's worth about, six teas, I reckon.
Oh, well, there's your cake.
So, maybe eight if you do a good job. What is that? You try to poison me.
It's one of Sabrina Sweet's efforts.
It's disgusting.
I know, and it serves you right. I know how you've been getting them IOUs. Swapping compost and gnomes. It's against the rules.
What rules?
The swap club rules. You can't swap nothing commercial.
Who says?
And it ain't just the swap club. It's against the laws of the land. You are Sid Perks. If you don't lay off me, I'll be reporting you to the revenue for tax invasion.
What?
And I'll tell you another thing, Grundy. You want a cup of tea? You can make it yourself.
The Minierings are so clever, aren't they, Neil?
I was wondering if we could get one along to the fete next year.
Actually being able to see the mechanism. Must make it a lot easier for a novice to understand how the bells work.
Yeah, very odd to ring at first, though, if you're used to the full-size bells.
They're so light. But if you're trying to encourage non-ringers to have a go, that's an advantage, isn't it?
I'm really pleased I came today. That talk I had with the judge was invaluable.
I saw you deep in conversation.
Yeah, I've got some real pointers for our next competition.
Good.
And it's been nice to have your company, Shula.
Oh, thanks. It was lucky the roadshow was at Stoneleigh. I'm not sure I could have spared the time if it was a long distance.
Just to get away from my troubles for a day.
That was heartfelt.
Well, I got Susan moaning about these IOUs that are flying around. I told her I got bigger problems than that, the way pigs are right now.
Eddie had one of Joe's IOUs from me yesterday. This morning he was on the phone trying to swap it back.
Susan's mum reckons someone's forging them.
Really?
I can't be bothered with it at all. Have you seen these?
Oh, ringing simulator. How does that work?
The computer makes the sound, but you only hear it on the ringing floor.
Oh.
And it'll ring all the changes so you can practice with just one bell.
How clever.
Chris would be interested in this. It's a shame he's at this festival thing. So I'll send him a text.
It's amazing, isn't it? Every time you turn a corner, you see something different.
I said so, didn't I?
I'm really glad you had a spare ticket.
Well, I'm glad you could make it.
So, when out?
Well, Jules said he'd be in the Bollywood tent.
Right, which is
back down in the main part, near the pond.
Okay, I'll just follow you.
It takes a while to find your way around, doesn't it?
Did you see that thing he had on his head? What on earth was it?
Don't ask me, Alice. An octopus? A squid?
What? I thought the fancy dress parade wasn't until tomorrow.
Well, some people can't wait. Why should they anyway? It's that sort of weekend.
Just wait till you see what I bought.
No.
Oh!
What?
I know him.
Well, Squid Man.
No. Chris!
Hiya.
Hi.
How are you doing, Alice?
Oh, you found the beer tent.
No shortage of them, is there?
This is my friend Daisy.
Hello.
I'm Chris.
I heard. Alice has been telling me about you.
Oh, yeah?
No. Just said you were coming. You know, someone else from Ambridge.
Did you get my text?
Yeah. I did reply.
Oh, I haven't got it
yet. Oh, they're taking a long time to get through.
30,000 people all sending texts.
Yeah.
Seen any good bands yet?
We've mainly been wandering around. We've heard a bit of Jolene and the Jing Jang Jong.
Did you see the DJ that was on after them?
Oh, yeah. What was he called?
Oh, Barry Peters. Yeah,
he was hilarious. He's not for real, is he?
No, it's got to be a speech.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And now you're checking out the village.
Yeah.
Mad, innit? Come all this way to get away from Ambridge, and there's another one here.
Here in the WI.
Yeah, and the farmer's market. Half expected to see your mum selling strawberries.
Oh, no. Or Adam and the venison.
And Sid Perks behind the bar and the pub thing.
Don't even think about it.
Look, Jules will be wondering where I am.
Oh, Daisy, sorry.
Oh, no, it's all right. I'll just see you in the Bollywood tent, okay?
Oh, all right.
Nice to meet you, Chris.
You too.
Oh, Daisy, I might be a while. I need to go and get my jumper first.
Oh, okay.
Where's your jumper?
In my tent.
Which campsite?
Blue.
Oh, that's Miles. Borrow my jacket.
No, you'll need it.
I'll be all right.
Well...
save you a long walk.
All right, thanks.
So, if Daisy's not expecting you for a while, do you want to check out the main stage? Oh, that'll be your text.
Well, who's playing?
Foles run at 1:30.
Yeah. Why not?
Oh, it's not you, it's Dad. He's been at some bell ringing event. Says he's going to get a grab later.
A grab?
It's when you turn up at another tower and join in the ringing.
Right. Chris?
Yeah?
Your dad might be getting a grab tonight. Just don't think you're going to, okay?
Well, Elizabeth said you were at the ha-ha, Nigel. She didn't say you were demolishing it.
I'm not doing it all.
Oh, no, that would be a big job for one person.
Eric's asked me to take a section down so he can inspect it. You know, the dry stone waller.
I've heard about the course. Phil's doing it, isn't he?
Oh, and several others. Oliver Sterling signed up today.
Oh. You'll be building up your muscles doing that.
I've been meaning to get around to it all day.
You'll have to stop soon.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Unless you've got some floodlights.
Anyway, what can I do for you, Jennifer?
I just wanted to bring you up to date about the dig findings.
Oh, yes, do tell.
They are pretty sure that the skeleton was of a pipeman, probably fleeing the Battle of Hassett Bridge.
Gosh.
Shot by parliamentarian cavalry and stripped of his armour, except for the morion, you know, the helmet that you found.
But because it was damaged, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. And then given a hasty burial.
Isn't that fascinating?
Mm.
And, you know, if he was fleeing the battle, well... given where he was buried, then he was probably trying to get across the Am, don't you think?
Well,
which means he may very well have been heading back here.
It's possible, I suppose. Anyway, I've finished the little cards and I'll be putting the display together in the village hall soon.
I must come along.
Well, do. The pictures of the dig have come out really well.
It's real food for thought, isn't it?
Well, that was great, wasn't it, Julia?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much for letting us ring with you.
Right.
And any of you would be welcome in the Ambridge Tower.
That's just like Jules. Typical. Always has to stay right to the bitter end.
Just because he found the hidden display. And he didn't find it anyway, either.
He did say he'd come back with us if we wanted him to.
Oh, didn't mean it, though, did he? If I'd said it.
A few more pieces, and there's a biscuit.
Hello?
Daisy.
What do you mean he was cute?
No.
I can say hello to a cute boy when I see one. Hello? Oh, ignore me, then.
Oh, Daisy, mind that chair. Are you all right?
Utterly.
Right, come on, there's the fish flag.
Fish flag?
Yes, we're nearly there.
Follow the fish flag.
Oh, weren't CSS good?
No, awesome. Oh, that singer, she's a... what's her name?
Love Fox.
No, yeah. She's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so pleased you could come, Alice. You're one of my best friends, you know?
Wait.
I was in bits when you didn't go into sixth form at St. Mag's. Why did you go to that plebby college, Alice?
Oh, my God.
Alice!
This is wrong. There must be another flag somewhere.
No, here's my tent.
No, Daisy, it can't be. It must be one that looks like it. Come
no,
on.
Look, this is my shoe. Naughty girl, shouldn't have left that out, should I?
So where's mine then? It was right here. Someone must have stolen it.
No, surely not.
And they've used my trolley to take it all away. I don't believe it.
Should we tell security?
But what are they going to do at this time of night? I need somewhere to sleep.
No, you can sleep in with me.
Yeah, I don't think so. The last thing I want is Jules crawling in on me in 2 hours' time.
He wouldn't mind. He thinks you're fit.
Daisy!
Sorry, not appropriate timing. Shh, sorry.
Well, at least I took my bag. I've still got my money and everything. Oh, where's my phone?
Do you want to use mine?
Thank God.
Who are you ringing?
Who else do I know here? Chris. Thanks for coming to meet me.
It's fine. The novelty of propping up Ross at the bar was wearing off.
Good.
Oh, here we are. This one's mine.
Okay. Look, Chris.
Yeah?
You know, I just need somewhere to crash tonight so I can sort myself out in the morning.
Sure, no problem.
This isn't some sort of move.
I didn't think it was.
Good, because I didn't want to give you the wrong idea.
That's why I'm going to sleep outside.
What?
Just as well next door brought a chair with him.
But what if they need it? What if they come back yet?
I don't know, but if they do, I'll explain.
Well, it's really sweet of you.
Then you're welcome to use my sleeping bag.
No.
It's clean. I bought it new for the trip. And I only slept in it last night.
Yeah, but you'll be cold.
I'll be okay. If you could just give me my jacket back.
Are you sure?
I'll be fine.
Well, I'll have to go and see security in the morning.
Don't think there'll be any use, to be honest.
Oh, probably not.
But you can ask. I'll come with you if you like.
I don't believe it. My first festival.
You'll still have a good time. Trust me.
Chris?
Yeah?
You're still awake, aren't you?
How could you tell?
I can't sleep either.
At least the idiot with the bongos has passed out.
I'll be murdered. Look, seriously, it can't be very nice out there.
It's alright.
Well, I bet it isn't. I feel bad with you out in the cold.
Do you?
Yeah, look, Chris, this is stupid. I'd be much happier if you came inside.
Honestly, I was fine.
Ooh, big hard furrier man. I bet you were freezing.
Well, yeah, maybe a bit. To be honest, I was thinking about going to the 24-hour cafe.
You still can?
Quite comfy here, thanks.
Still don't want your sleeping bag?
No, you keep it.
What time is it?
About 3, I think.
Hasn't exactly had to sleep, has it?
No.
But I feel happier. I had a vision of coming out in the morning to find you stuck to the chair. I have to chip you out with an ice axe.
You brought an ice axe, did you?
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's it, then. All we have to do tomorrow is look for a bloke with an ice axe. That's your rubber.
Oh, sorry.
No problem.
Oh, Matt. Is that you, Matt?
No, mate. Matt's at the Dower House.
All right, then.
Oh, dear. Chris, I'm so glad you answered your phone.
So am I.
Archers was written by Kerry Davis. The agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates. The editor is Vanessa Whitburn.